Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. I am your host, as well as the executive director of the Unshackled Network. We are a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and I'll just give you some quick thoughts for about 5 minutes. So go ahead, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, hopefully you already read Genesis 43, Mark 13, Job 9, and Romans 13. And we see Jesus in Mark 13 calling our eyes beyond what is most readily seen, beyond the facade of things or the earthly presentation of the world around us. And he calls us to see what is most important, what lies in the eternal and spiritual realm. For some of you, that may sound a bit, you know, like spooky, but nonetheless, that is exactly the redirection gives the disciples and us as well. There, the disciples are in awe of the structures and buildings in and around the temple, and Jesus quickly reminds them, "Oh yeah, you like those? They will be dust." He basically tells them, "You're seeing things all wrong. Your mind is set on what your eyes see and not what your spirit should perceive." He then begins to paint a picture of pending destruction. Now, much of Mark 13 is a main course of disagreement with many in the church. I mean, we could begin to debate dispensationalism, covenant theology, premillennialism, and all the like, but I'd rather focus on the thing that God made central to me as I read our passages today. And it's just a clear reading from this chapter. Jesus's command, despite whatever we believe he's predicting or when it's going to come, yada, 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 he gives us a command to stay awake and to be ready for his return. Jesus gives a heads up to those that get caught up in timelines and doing their best work to predict when he's returning, which was still heavily done by cult after cult, and even today by many professed Christians. I mean, YouTube is littered with ministry after ministry that take the time and effort to interpret past and present events and historical figures to determine when Jesus is coming back. But he makes the command and his reasoning why very clear. He says in verse 32, "But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come." The message is clear, stay awake. The idea of being awake, having our eyes open, being attuned to what's eternally true around us is a theme throughout the Bible. I mean, Peter tells us to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Please don't spend so much time scouring the internet looking for deep hidden wickedness. There is so much obvious evil and wickedness around us, in our communities, in our own hearts, that we need to obviously be praying against, as opposed to simply focusing on the hidden wickedness that might be preying on us. But we need to be on guard. We need to stay awake. We need to stay attuned to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. The Holy Spirit that would be shielding us and our families from things and feeding into us wisdom. His Spirit wants to remind us of the dangers of slippery tongues, of the wicked allure of many of the riches and pleasures of this world, of the dead state of lost ones in our midst. He wants to call on us to engage with our brothers in the faith who have already hit the snooze button. Like the disciples whose faith had yet to be tested and strengthened, they fell asleep as Jesus asked them to watch and pray with him. Are we awake? Are we in that deceitful 9 minutes? Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you got an alarm clock, you know. It's that 9 minutes of sleep we steal away from the day that the Lord has made. It's that 9 minutes that lies and tells us a little more slumber is worth it. When the alarm goes off, according to the time that your best judgment previously told you to plan to awaken, I would say hear the Lord speaking in that moment. Wake up, watch, and pray. And in the greater spiritual sense, in Mark 13, Jesus is saying, the alarm is going off now. No more snoozing. Or as we read Paul today in Romans 13 say, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you in your word set before us warning upon warning upon warning about being alert, being on guard, and being awake. And I believe you do that not so that we simply recognize that there's so much to fear and we run around looking for every creeping thing under every rock, but it's so that we are alert and listening to the leading of your spirit that would be guiding us step by step, that would be preventing us from walking into things and calling us into other things, Lord God. We desire to be ones better attuned to you, more awake and more alive and aware of what you are doing in our midst on the spiritual realm and not caught up in the glitz, the glamour, and the gold and all that shines in this world. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, head on over to 5bythefire.org. If you've got any comments, you can check out the reading plan there. You better keep up with your reading. And subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.